Blog Talk Radio.
This is ATACP Live.
Ministries will be in to discuss his book, Angels Watching Over Me. I got a caller on the line, 770. I know who it is, but state your name anyway for the people.
It's Jordan Rogers.
And how you doing, cuz?
What's up?
And 770, state your name.
Marlo Moore.
How you doing? How you both doing this evening?
Doing good.
I'm so glad to have you on the show. I'm going to call you Double M because I deal with letters.
This is my cousin,
Jordan Rogers. Jordan Rogers.
How you doing?
Nice to meet you, Jordan.
Nice to meet you.
We're going to start with Double M first. She was I was introduced to her by one of my friends, DJ Red. He gave me a CD, and you know, just was a CD with the name on there and a couple of songs. And the first song I heard, I was like, "Whoa!" And I came back and told him the next day, "Man, if I didn't listen to nobody else's CD, that CD, the first one I put in was banging." So
wow.
I want to ask, how did you, I know you started with a group called Tick Tock in 1994, R&B group. How did you change over and decide to do gospel?
Trust me, it was not a decision that I made alone. God talked to me in a very still voice in a situation of now or never, get out while you can, because you won't be able to make it out otherwise. And I'm sure a lot of people have to get to that state of desperation. I was pretty cool in the secular world, but my lifestyle wasn't. And
right.
I had to make a quick transition because of where I was headed. And gospel has been real good to me. Of course, you know, you have your obstacles. It's not going to be the quick money like you want it to be, but it's eternal gain. And I'm just very glad that I did make the transition, but it wasn't an easy one. I had a lot of things that I had to look at, like, wow, I'll be losing this, I'll be doing that, won't be accepted, and you can't think about all that. You have to think about Christ and what you gain by living right, you know.
So and the various artists that you worked with, I'm just gonna name three, but I'm sure you can name about 20 more. William Murphy, Marvin Sapp, Vicky Winans. Explain those experiences when you were working with them doing music.
Well, Pastor Murphy, I was able to go into the studio with him this year, actually. Pastor Marvin Sapp, he actually came to our church, and I was able to do some background vocals for him during a conference. So that was really awesome. He is a wonderful man of God, and he walks the walk, you know, that he's talking. And Vicky Winans, we were on stage actually with her for a concert, and were able to accompany her as well. Just being around some really awesome artists like that, and they're down to earth, and they, you know, they're just good people. It gave me inspiration and hope, you know, that this thing is real. You know, a lot of people aren't who they say they are.
Right.
So, you know, just working with the heavy hitters, and they're down to earth, that really blessed me. And I said, God, when it's my turn, I promise to do people right, and to, you know, maintain who I am in you. So.
Okay, cool. The first song I'm going to play is Calling to the Nations. Explain that. I haven't, by the way, when you sent the MP3s, I didn't play them on purpose so I could listen to them now. I'm ready to hit the button now, but I knew I would be jamming and wearing them out by the time we started.
Wow.
So, Calling to the Nations, explain the meaning of that song.
Calling to the Nations was a fun song. I did it with an old school rapper named Sparky D. She was out with Salt and Pepper. She was one of the original
forerunners. I had her on my show as well. And me and Pepper talk about it all the time.
We're gonna end up releasing that one together on our projects. And we just basically were like, you know what? The church needs some help. You have all these different, you know, religions and this, that, and the other, when it's one God, one faith. And we just wanted to kind of put something out that will pull everybody together and let them know, you know, hey, you know, God's like right around the corner for real. We need to get ourselves together and unify and unite and come as one and stop all this division, you know.
Blowing you away, Jordan, huh?
Yes, sir.
I hear him over there grinning and shaking his head.
You wow. See it, don't you?
You about ready to have church, huh?
I'm enjoying it. That's a blessing.
This is Calling to the Nations by Marlo Moore, Double M in the house, Jordan Rogers.
Calling all nations, calling all nations. The word of God says he's coming back for his bride. It also says he's coming back for a church with no spot nor wrinkle. The tabernacle was designed to provide a suitable housing for the Ark of the Covenant, not for suits, hats, and pleasures. He's coming back for you, the hidden treasure.
done that. But through the vows of hell, traveled the world, now I'm back. Ladies and gentlemen, step right up. Hear me now, you can see the Messiah go up off of the cloud. It's like walking the nation, it's a cry to the crowd. Like John in the wilderness, baptizing them now. Ain't no playing no game, my choice of playing GA. Giving thanks for your life each and every day. Hey.
I was like about ready to start dancing in the studio.
Kid, that is hot.
That's
you
hot, ain't
that
it, man?
That
hey,
is hot.
You know what? You know what? Double M, I'm going to be playing that at the house party for real.
Woohoo!
We're going to be playing that's hot right there, for real.
Where
I like
we getting
that,
Tim? Where we getting that, man?
Hey, I got to get with Double M on this, man, because it's that. Hey, man, I was sitting there jamming that. I was like, heck yeah. I'm about ready to play this at the club for real.
But you know what? We really had fun making it. I mean, you know, we were like, you know the church folks ain't going to like this, right? You know that, right? You know, because.
Yeah. We know that.
But
hey, it tells the message. And
yeah.
If you're listening to the message, that's what's supposed to get you right there.
Yeah, and you have to have a relationship. You have to have a relationship with God and not a religion. And it's basically targeted for people who are caught up in traditionalism. And, you know, it's time out. You know what I'm saying? It's like, you know, some people, the older people die out, the younger people because of the hip-hop and then wanting to kind of have their little swagger and the pants dragging and the hat turned, but whatever. Let me tell you something. Whosoever will, let him come. It doesn't matter. You know what I'm saying? The older people need to accept the younger people, the different nationalities, the different religions. I mean, we're one. We're all brothers and sisters in Christ. And until we get to that point, you know, we're still going to have chaos. And, you know.
That's cool. I got Verna in the chat room. And she said she liking the show so far. Jordan knows who she is. She's one of our friends that I met through him. You're featured on the Untold Story and Waiting on God. Now, I'm going to tell you right now, one of the first churches I did go to when I got here 10 years ago was Wings of Faith. And I was told about it by my one of my coworkers, and my sister who lives in Ohio. I flew her down here. She came down here to visit me. And I told her, this is the closest to our church at home, which is Greater St. John's, where my uncle started, and now me and Jordan's cousin is running it now. So I said, this is like close to our church, the way it swings and the way it bounces. So my sister was like, for real? I said, yeah. So when we got down there, she was like, man, this church is bad. She loved every minute of it. I did too. I have been there. That was like my second time taking her. And
Well, you may have seen me sing. I'm one of the praise and worship leaders and also one of the vocalists, of course, that I always lead in the choir. So just depending on, you know, any given Sunday, you know, depending on what Sunday it was that I was probably ministering. Now that the music is really picking up, not as church, not as, you know, not there as much as I'd like to be, but I really want to be, but the music is taking off like, whoa.
And I remember when I talked to you back a couple of months, you was talking about, well, you know, I'm really not trying to tour as much. And Jordan, wait a minute now, don't you even start. Jordan, look here. I went to her MySpace page. Her whole page was full of tour dates.
Mercy.
Here she go. I'm really not trying. Girl, even on
tour. Didn't I have to eat the words? Didn't I have to eat them?
when there's a mandate on your life, you can't always pick, you know, and choose where you might want to go, because it's like that kind of a message is flaming hot, crazy, radical for this time right now. So it's like, you know, there's a window of opportunity you have to hit on a time. And so even when you might think, I'm not going to do A, B, C, and D, the mandate, the demand is so crazy, you got to hit it. So I understand the shift in the mindset.
and she thought I was going to forget that.
You know what? You got me. You got me. Because
I
had totally forgot.
I went straight to the MySpace page, and I'm like, man, her MySpace page is running long because all these tour dates. So explain the Diva on tour.
The Diva on tour, actually, you know, you're going to make me tell my secrets. That's actually me on vacation.
Well, okay.
And instead of putting vacation, I always speak vision. I speak vision, no matter what it is. And I know people are like, what is she talking about on tour? So, you know, that's my idea of when I go on tour, I want to actually be vacation and working at the same time.
Okay.
So, you know, I speak vision no matter what.
So how all these dates come about? You just
How did all these dates come about?
Yeah, because they just heard some of the CD and they just wanted you there to perform. Because
man, it's crazy. It's like if I go to one church, I got 10 engagements. If I go to one event, I got like 5-6 people, you know, booking
right.
Blam, blam, blam. And I'm just like, oh my gosh, I'm independent. And I am doing, I'm independent. And I'm like, wow, I'm doing it like on a big scale, like I'm a real artist. I'm like, what? But hey, I spoke.
You are a real artist.
I am a real artist.
Yes, you are. And speaking of which, I'm going to play this song called Holy. And,
that's my favorite. And also,
our cousin, Ursula Butts, who is performing around as well, just like you.
Wow.
She got a song called Holy as well. I was tripping. I said, she got a song called Holy, too. And I had to peek this one. I heard a little bit. I ain't hear it all the way through, but I was feeling it. This is Holy by Marla Moore on ATAZP, recorded live.
You are worthy to be praised.
I'm loving that song. You broke it down too at the end, for real. Jordan, feeling that?
Man,
Audie, she got to come to Greater St. John. Audie talked to our cousin who is the minister there now. I talked to Waltman today. I called him and I pitched the idea to him about having a concert up there next year. And I
where
got
is that?
And you're one of the artists that I told him about, and I sent the link to your MySpace so he can check it out. And there's a couple more artists that I'm great friends with. One dude in Tennessee that's been on the show, and G. Wright, one of my buddies that live down here, whose album just dropped. So we're going to try to make this happen for next year. I'm going to stay in contact with you and just call you and tell you what's up, and we'll try to get this, you know, going, because like I said, this girl is bad right here, for real. And I know Jordan is blown away.
I appreciate that.
He is blown away over there.
He's
still blown away.
Yes, sir. That's
just
what I'm talking about.
I just bless God for the fact that he loves me enough to let me do his work.
Right.
Because I'm so not worthy. I'm not worthy. Anytime I get up to minister, I just feel like, you know, I just want to bow down. I'm like, out of all the people that you chose me to represent you after all the things that I've been through and I've done. And I bless God that you cleaned me up and allowed me to represent you, because it could have been so different, you know.
Now, you also did something at For Sisters Only. Now, I'm trying to think, was it just For Sisters Only when Bobby Jones was down here?
I have no idea.
I was telling Jordan about it. I always go to church that Sunday for Sisters Only and catch it. See whatever church that they sponsor or whatever. They always pick a different church out of the city that represents. And I did it
when Wings of Faith represented.
And I'm trying to think, did I go when? And I'm thinking I did. Yes, I did. I remember now. So you do performances around the city too, as well, right? Or you just go?
Oh yes.
Yeah. I know that's one thing you did say you did, other than, you know, trying to travel and leave out of the city. But now you're headed in another direction because of this success, and I understand why after listening to these first two joints. Hey, You need to be overseas too.
And you know what? You got power in your words because I may be going to South Africa and London.
There we go.
In the next year.
That's great. That's great. I just keep me abreast, especially when you got some new material too, so I can, you know, play it all the time on the show. I play music and have one music day where I play different music all day for
wow.
about 2 hours. So I will be putting some of your songs in the mix for real.
Oh, thank you. Thank you so much.
And I want you to give your information to the people where people can get the CD, people can see you on, you know, online and get in contact with you, also about telling you how good your music is. So just give your information.
Okay, you can find me at www.myspace.com/more, M-O-O-R-E, T-O-T-H-E, S-T-O-R-Y, moretothestory.com, and that's the title of my CD, More to the Story, because there definitely is more to the story and the fact that I wrote off my husband's last name.
Right.
I'm capitalizing off his last name, but my number is 770-241-6154, and either me or one of my associates can get back with you for any dates that you would like to book me, and I'm open. Well, can't really say I'm open because my calendar's looking right crazy. I thought I was
good for July.
I thought I was good for August, but who?
And I'm looking at your. I was looking at your schedule, just shaking my head. She said, That's exactly what I was doing.
You got a good memory.
And the page kept going all the way down. I'm like, Tennessee. So I was tripping. The song "Thank You," "Thank You" remix, and also, you know what? I got a song called "Thank You," and it's a remix. So I'm like,
for real?
You know, I was loading this up, and it had to go right in alphabetic order. And I'm like, thank you, remix. I got a song called that, too. And I'm looking like, man, ironic. This is thank you, remix. Explain that song.
The thank you remix, a young man by the name of John Sporton, who is a secular rap artist, by the way. He's underground. But he contacted me when I first came out on MySpace, and he was like, you know, I'm feeling your music, you know, why don't you let me do a remix of the song? I'm like, I ain't got no money.
Right, yeah.
Thinking to myself, I was like, if you're seating, sure, God bless you. And he was like, I didn't ask you for anything. I just feel this is a testimony to me, and I want to, you know, show you what I can do. And I'm like, loving the brother's voice. I'm like, oh, okay, right, okay. And I've never met him. I've never talked to him, only in email correspondence. And I'm like, God, I thank you because you have not, because you asked not. So I'm like, okay, you know, I bless God for this brother because he didn't ask me for anything. And he's awesome. He's an awesome underground artist. But, you know, he just had some things that were going on in his life. And said that I inspired him and my music inspired him. And he's like, you know, I need to get my relationship together with God, you know, and then I'm coming to church. You know what everybody always say.
Right.
You can't get it right first. You can't get it right without him. But, you know, I pray his strength and, you know, God has a spirit of protection over him until he's ready. Because I believe that God has called him as well for a time such as this, you know.
And I'll be sending you some beats as well, so. Make sure you hit me up on the MySpace thing and give me your email address so I can – I think I do got your email address. I'll just hit you up. And, well, I'll hit you up there at that email address and send you a couple beats and see if you're feeling them and you can write to them and do what you may. You know what I'm saying? Because there's a lot of – I know a lot of different producers that actually do gospel music as well, so just to extend your branch, so you just keep getting more and more flavor. You know what I'm saying? Because I'm sure you can go on anybody's beat and make it hot. So that's for sure. This is a thank you remix Marla Moore in the house. Jordan Rogers on ATAZ.
Thank you for everything you gave me. My talent, life, and family. The time she had to save me. I just lost my boy due to cancer in his kidneys. And I was going crazy, but you came through and helped me. Living in the hood, many demons tried to get me. But you always protected. I never felt neglected. I thank you for when no one believed me. You made it seem so easy. And now I feel so blessed that you're with me. Thank you.
Representing WATAZP. Yo. Check it out, y'all. Yo. Yo, back when I was younger, for knowledge I thirsted and hunger would suck it up like a plunger. But yet and still I would wonder when people holler in their minds, are they thinking dollars? Just like rocking a Zorro kid. It's hard to swallow as I brain power weak and mind decreased. I'm thinking on shrill chatter, presidents deceased. But somehow we need to move just a little higher, looking at our desires and somehow get inspired. And the reason that I'm even here today is cause I had a couple things I wanted to say. Like for real, if you wanna open your mind and be free, listen to WATAZP with my man Taz and DJ Stroke, cracking a couple of jokes and rocking mad music, poking fun in all the people that they wanna, because you know that we are really gonna have fun. Couple of laughs, some good times, the way that I come through and drop rhymes. People be looking at me cause I don't smoke lines, I don't snort lines, I keep it true. I'm about to do this in a freestyle type of mode, but yet and still I don't rock platinum or gold. I just got a nice watch and a wristband, and that's all I really need, man, is little love. Know what I'm saying? Spread the love. Spread the love. Know what I'm saying? Yeah. Spread the love. Yep. All up in the place to be. WATAZP. Yo. J-Bub. Spread the love.
Our cousin. That's our cousin, J-Bub. A.K.A. Justin Bub. He does gospel, hip hop, and that's our cousin doing the drop for me.
That's hot.
Jordan, I think Jordan knew who it was right off the bat, didn't he?
No, man. J-Bug's come a long way, man. Man, listen, you know I've been in the Middle East 2 years, man. I've been gone, so everybody's sort of advanced and progressed, you know. And that's the bomb. I'm sitting here like, dang, that's hot.
And we're talking to Jordan Rogers and Marlon Moore here on WATAZP, as J Bug would put it. But you wrote a book, which is surprised the brother over here, Angels Watching Over Me, and you laid out your life on this one, cuz. I mean, Jordan Rogers has spent the last 15 years of his life as a motivational speaker, preaching the gospel of Jesus Christ throughout the world. My man, I'm gonna start right with chapter 9. I'm bringing you up. I ain't even started at the beginning. I just skipped all through the book. Chapter 9, which is titled "To Hell and Back." Okay.
Okay.
I'm on page 67, and what I'm going to do, I'm just going to read this one line from the paragraph, and you explain exactly what happened. When the wind blew through me, my spirit was lifted out of my body and taken to hell. The horror of hell caused me to scream out, "Oh my God," in church, while my spirit was experiencing Lucifer's house of darkness. Explain that, cuz. I read it already, but explain it.
And you know, that's a good place to start. Let me tell you what happened leading up to that. Leading up to it. I had been running a series of revivals in the South. I had already had some experiences with God that was not in the context of church, which is why I could relate to Eminem over there. She was definitely laying it out, the difference between church and religion and relationship. And so I bypassed all of that religion and different things, and had a real relationship with God. And I was moving about in revival, and it was April 1992, and I decided to do a revival at my father's church upon his request at that time. And man, I was up. I was preaching. I was at the end of preaching. I was beginning to prophesy, and I turned to speak a word to this woman, and I felt this wind blow through me, and my spirit was gone from my body. And at that moment, man, I cannot even tell you, things that I thought for a lifetime that had built my belief or understanding on the triune of our body and our life, our spirit, our soul, and different things, everything just collapsed. And I fell down really to the floor blind, man. It was as if I couldn't see. Because who would think that your spirit could leave your body and you could be in two places at one time? And that's what happened to me. But I believe that happened also because God allowed it. And he took me to hell. That was one of the places that was the first stop. Now, I'm in revival. I'm conducting a service. The service has been disrupted because the conductor is on the floor in two places at one time. Imagine that scene, man. It was crazy. And I'm screaming, oh, my God. My eyes are huge. And my spirit is talking to my mind, relaying messages back about what's happening in hell. And, man, I'm going to tell you, there is no verbal way for me to articulate
right.
what hell is like. I can't do it. It's if someone took you and dismembered you on earth, it would be excruciating and it would be horrifying. But there's absolutely nothing anyone can do to you on earth that could relate anywhere near to what's going to happen if you don't make it to heaven.
My God.
That's deep. And when I read it, I read the paragraphs before that, and I knew what was going on, and I was like, man. I could imagine your father and everybody praying over you to revive you back.
They're praying my father's, you know, you got some wanting to plead the blood, and that's really where you find out who has a relationship because again, this was not a Sunday school lesson. I didn't learn this in YPWW because we are transitioning from church to kingdom. If I'm gonna just take it there, then really what's happening is God allows certain people to have kingdom experiences, and those kingdom experiences turn out to be testimonies. And if you take the time to actually understand the dimension of the kingdom and not hate on the person who's having the experience, you can actually understand how to traffic in those kingdoms and come out and have what it is that God wants you to have. That book was written, and you know what, cuz I'm so appreciative. You zeroed in right where I really want the reader to get. That's really the reason why I wrote the book.
I
told God I would be faithful about the spirits he gave me, and he wouldn't let me release it for some time. But if no one else gets anything out of that book, get chapter 9. Right.
Hey, I hit it right there, didn't I?
Yeah, you hit it. You hit it.
I had to go right there because I was like, oh, no, this needs to be told for real. Now, I'm going to go back at the very beginning of the book. Now we started like you're supposed to. Going back at the beginning. When you were talking about singing in the Sunshine Band, which is the little kids' choir at Greater St. John's. That's what they called it, the Sunshine Band. And you know what?
Everybody had a Sunshine Band.
Sunshine Band, huh?
I just don't know. I don't remember you being in there. But you said every Sunday morning, Carrie Lou, who's our cousin as well, we got a big family, sang the Lord's Prayer with great skill and anointing. Her voice was certainly heard by God and all his angels and rang true within the walls of Greater St. John. And I'm going to tell you straight up, every time I didn't live in the area, I didn't live in Mansfield. I lived like about 3 hours away. And my mom and dad would take us up there, and we'll go up there for periodic visits. And every time she sung the Lord's Prayer, it did something to me. And I could sing it right with her, and I know it in my head, because she do it every Sunday, and it never failed, you know, every Sunday. So that when you wrote that, I said, man, that I remember that, and I didn't have to be there every Sunday to know how it felt when it had a calmness all the way through the church, like you said. But explain your days growing up, you know, in Greater St. John.
Church experience. I got here by double covenant. Double covenant with God, meaning that my father was declared clinically sterile after the birth of my sister. So there was no, the doctor said, you might as well adopt. You're not going to have any children. So his receiving the call and then giving me back to God created a double covenant between he and I. So my first 4.5 years had to do with church experience, connecting to God through a church experience. But the next several years of my life became wilderness because then I had to be ejected out of church, moved into kingdom to understand how to be a bridge and bring people from point A to point B. You know what I'm saying? So some of the things I'm sharing with you because you and I have never really talked about, but in the book, I think what I'm trying to do and portray is get people to understand in the beginning of our lives and our walk, things are one way. But then God allows certain things to happen to us that shifts us and causes an authentic connection to happen between you and him, unless you refuse, reject, rebel, and then what happens is an authentic relationship becomes established between you and the devil. You become a son of God or a son of perdition. But my heart was in church because my uncle and my aunts and my cousins and my
everybody. My dad's a preacher as well, so you know everybody.
Everybody. You get caught doing anything, one person is not going. You know what I'm saying? That's the safety of having an environment of people who at the time, church and that relationship with God was great. It was 70s, it was 80s. It sustained us. That was great.
Yeah.
I think where we are now is we don't understand the transition. So church is not have that feeling. You know what I'm saying, Marla? I know you can relate to what I'm saying, that church doesn't have that feeling that it used to have because the sincerity is gone. And so many other things that should be put in, you know, the repentance part of service and the, you know, things that bring about that feeling of authentication, of realness. It's gone. Everything is going through the motions. So yeah, that the beginning of the book, I think, caused everyone to go back and say, I remember that feeling.
Yeah.
And you know what? I really can appreciate, I haven't read the book yet, but I'm definitely going to be running to get it, is the fact that you're not ashamed to tell the truth. We want to sugarcoat everything. You can't sugarcoat when it comes to flames. I mean, you know, it is what it is. There is no in-between, you know. You go into one or the other. And so I can appreciate the fact that you were real and you allowed God to use you with this book. I mean, I have, like, goosebumps on my arm. I'm like, whoa. You know, I feel the anointing through the phone, you know. And, you know, I'm just blown away. Wow.
And we need to get Jordan Rogers at y'all church.
Sure do.
This is a divine
connection. I'm going to hook him up with the info for real.
This is a divine connection, though, because when I was hearing her speak, you can hear
that is the same.
People
I know she sounds just like
birth. Yeah, I'm telling you, man, you can hear a kingdom kid. I'm telling you because we're on our way somewhere and you can hear it. That first song, man, that was a war cry. That was an alarm. That was a sound. You can hear it. And those of us who are called into the kingdom with where God is taking us now, this thing is suffering violence, but we're getting ready to become violent in the spirit and take it by the force.
Take it by force. That's what it says.
Okay, on chapter 13, Never Give Up. Dr. Turner gave you a journal with these words written in it. Now, go and explain that because when I read it, I heard it, and I want to hear you say it.
Well, I was at a crazy time. And then one of the things I suppose, you know, about myself in the book are my trials. And one of my trials was that I went through three bad marriages. And you know, some people have hang-ups in a lot of other areas of their lives. This was crazy. It seemed that I was ordained to go through these three trials to make me who I am today. And I can see where each one took something off of me, knocked something out of me, put something in me. And each one was a level. It was crazy because, you know, after I got to this place, and then here I am. I'm at the end of this third trial. I'm at the end of this third place, and I'm broke. My money is messed up because whenever you hooked up with somebody and it's an unholy hookup, one of the first things that it hit is your finances. You can't find your money. Your money be funny. You're junk. You jacked. You know what I'm saying? And so I'm messed up, and I'm on the West Coast. My spiritual mother, Dr. Turner, who is phenomenal. You can catch her on TBN, you know, any minute now. She's off the chain. she's you know, she's a woman of faith, and I'm running with this woman, but I'm broke, so broke, just broke.
Yeah.
Because I was so broke, it was pitiful. I was broke, and I'm sitting here and I'm feeling like, God, what are you gonna do for me? And then she went out one day and got a journal, and she wrote in the journal. It was so powerful, and I'm gonna tell you who was with her. It was my spiritual brother, William Murphy. He was on the West Coast with myself and Dr. Turner at this time, and she bought us journals. And she said, never give up. And I'm telling you, from that moment on, I say about 6 weeks later, things began to break in my life, in my finances. I was able to transition out of the third trial. I'm free. I'm standing in, you know, just free in the Holy Ghost, satisfied, wondering, you know, God, did I have to go through all of that? And yes, because there's somebody out here who has lost hope. You know what I mean? And has, they feel like maybe they'll never get married again, or they feel like they're lonely, they're destined to be alone, or, you know, that trouble is going to always come, or, you know, that there's going to always be hell in their life. I suffered 40 years of wondering if God was ever going to exercise his right as a deliverer in my life. Now I look and say, I understand, because for what we're getting ready to experience in the earth and where we're getting ready to go, because we're going to need some people who have been through 40 years of hell.
Come on.
Right.
And I'm 40, and I can only imagine. Isn't that amazing? Oh, my God.
Does tell them where they can get the book, Angels Watching Over Me. You laid out your life on this, dog. I knew you had went through some things with the drugs and everything, but I didn't know it was like this. And I told you, when you gave me the book, I scanned over it. You know what I'm saying? That first day when I told you I wanted you on the show, and I looked over it this morning with, you know, just thoroughly hidden points that was in here, and it's a riveting book, because you lay your life out on this thing. And I can't wait till the next one. What you going to do to top this, bro?
Come on.
It's coming, man. I got about 19 in me. But the next one, man, I'm doing on molestation and rape. It's a piece called Who Touched Me? And it's really something I believe going to turn to play a movie, man. I am really going to front being touched prematurely, the problems that people have had, people who feel like they were born homosexual but can't remember who touched them before they were conscious to know that what the touch felt like. Just going
and being introduced to that foul manner when it comes to that, and people being so messed up in the mind. I talked to so many people about that, and that book is going to bless a lot of people, because guess what? They're not talking about it, but they're dealing with it in their own way.
Right.
And a lot of promiscuity and the homosexuality and in the church. Hello.
In the church.
Somebody asked me today, why is it so prevalent in the church? You know, men, you know, that are just straight, you know, hoes, and women that are straight hoes, and if they're not hoes, they're homosexuals. You know, it's so much sexual, you know, impurity and what's going on. I was like, because it's an easy target. And they were like, really? I was like, yeah. I mean, it's like crack. When you love something, I mean, we're just the people that love that. But when you're introduced to it in a foul way, your mind will veer that way. And
Hey, when you write that, Jordan, make sure you get with me, because I got a couple of people that are playwrights that I ran into. And plus, we, you know, I write too, so, you know. We could.
I want to turn this one
into a movie. All our three heads can get together and put out a play about that.
Oh, I want to put this one into it too, man, because I want to do it.
Well,
angry.
You know what? You always need actresses.
And you know what? Yeah, a singer in a radical group like you, man, that's on and popping. You can get this book at www.wordrevolutionministries.com.
Yes, sir, and I'm putting out the link too on my email.
That's wordrevolutionministries.com. And my website, it's going to build as we go, but, you know, I'm setting it up to do some things, and then later I'll be putting some things out there about end time prophecies, revival, things I see are getting ready to take place. And we want to be a pure voice in the earth, not a psychic. We are out there to speak what God says speak and do what God says do and actually reverse the fact that in the times past there were no real prophets. There was nobody standing up in the gap. Man, we have got to answer the call of sacrifice now like never before. So I'm standing on my post, cuz. I'm going to hit the group, I'm gonna hit the Middle East one more time and pin the second, third, and fourth book. Then we're going to just go ballistic. Crazy.
Cool, man. I love you, and we are one of the closest cousins out of our family. There's a few sets of us that's a little deeper five, a little think they are stars. Oh yeah, I'm gonna say it because like Marlo said, I speak the truth too. I would tell it. Some of them are.
You know, I've just been blown away by both of you guys, and I just want to thank you for the opportunity for this interview this evening. And I'm going away just with my mouth open. I really bless God for you guys because, you know, we're in the last days, and I think people think this is a joke. And, you know, we got to get it together. We do.
Well, I thank you for coming to the show, and I think my man DJ Red for giving me that CD. But then it was like I already knew you because of the fact I was already friends with you because I looked on MySpace and I was like, oh, she already my friend. I'm like, okay. I was feeling her all along.
We got to get the hook up, PAZ, because I don't know who this woman of God is, but I'm going to tell you, we have to hook up because I hear this thing. It's getting ready to be a war cry, and you're at the front of this thing. You are at the front.
Wow.
You are at the front. And so remember this. Go away knowing this, and I was blessed. This is a divine hookup. Nothing substitutes prayer and fasting.
Well, on that note, thank you, Jordan Rogers. Thank you, Marla Moore, double M in the house. That's a rap name.
I'm feeling that, boy. Don't make me come out with my clothing line.
That's cool.
Don't make me.
What I'm going to leave y'all with is the song Holy by our cousin, me and Jordan Rogers' cousin, Ursula Butts.
Yeah.
Man.
Almighty God, you are.